Master and Commander to
Korn.
Awesome. I like how you guys lead into things so easily, because then I can just hit the record button and get it.
Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha, brought to you by BeTheGamer.com. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is FusionX.
I'm Chinchizzy.
And back by popular demand, I'm Squigalicious.
And we have a very special guest with us today. He has been a big fan for a long time. We're very happy to have him on the show. It is the one and only Captain Rag of the Fairy Server.
Greetings, people.
Welcome.
Yes, it's been a long time. Sweet.
This is the first time we've been on a show since like Mega Elixir back in the day.
It's like Mega Elixir back in like, whoa.
That was the coolest show because like, I don't know if like Eric was just like tired or something, but he's like, just do it. And like, we totally ran the show.
Yeah. Wow. Those were the days.
Oh man. I feel old.
Yeah, that was a long episode, wasn't it?
It was like
seven?
Two parts, wasn't it?
It was like episode seven. It was like two parts. It was either seven or eight.
It was seven. It was 2 hours long. It was good.
It was awesome. It was a good time.
It sucks, though, that like people that haven't heard it, they can't get it anymore because you can't download Mega Elixir anymore.
I still have it. Do you have it in MP3 form?
Probably.
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Maybe we could like... Right. So, welcome to the show. We're very happy to see you back.
Oh yes, thank you very much.
We got one bit of news, but then we have another one that I want to go over.
I don't know about this.
Yeah,
I'm scared a little bit here.
You're like, I just want to say before he starts that I don't know what he's about.
I have nothing to do with Steak at all.
Don't judge me.
The official disclaimer.
Okay, Square announced that they were going to put up all of the submissions for the art contest that they had. It's like, is it like 500 of them or something like that?
I think they said it was around 500 or something.
So they're all up there plus, now, and you can go and look at all of them. And there's a lot of really, really cool stuff out there. I spent a lot of time today at work going through those, even though I shouldn't have. But
that's good to know. That's what you do at work.
Shh! Don't tell anyone.
American
okay.
Workforce at its best, right there.
That's right.
What are you doing?
So
I'm looking at pictures.
Yes. So there's a lot of really cool stuff out there. I wish I had half of the talent that some of the people that submitted those artwork entries have. That I basically, you know. I got nothing on artwork skills, but sweet. Yeah. So that's that. I guess that's really not that major.
Yeah.
There was another piece of news, and it wasn't really like news from Square. It was actually news from Fusion about the Square Enix bootleg.
Oh, right.
And the first time I saw this, I'm like, what? What is this? You know, it's like totally random.
I like that it's called the official bootleg. It's like,
I know.
What?
Like, yeah. That's a contradiction in terms.
What is
but
this?
Anyways.
It's a
CD that Square put together of like six songs that they had. I guess it was just like this random pieces of work from some of the people that they have working for them. I was looking at this news. I was like, wait a minute, this is like totally random. But it does have to do with Final Fantasy XI because one of the tracks on the bootleg is
It's by
Niyoshi Mizuta.
Did a bunch of the work,
and it's actually like really cool. Like, I was like, "What is this Fusion?" So I went and I downloaded all the songs and stuff, and I bought them. And I was listening to the one by Niyoshi, and it was really awesome. It's like, I don't know.
Well, it's because we all are familiar with his work. Obviously, he did the Star Onions CD as well, so you guys will probably recognize that.
Yeah.
It's just.
But he did most of all. He did most of the music for 11, mm-hmm. with the help, some help from Nobuo and
right.
and stuff, but he did a lot of the work for 11. And actually the track that like that he did for the bootleg is actually like something that you would recognize from an 11 song.
Yeah,
like,
it's just
it's like would be like boat music. Like if it was like if you were like on a boat going from like you know Ottergon to somewhere, it'd be like
it's just, you can you know, you listen to a band or whatever, eventually you just like you hear it and you're like, that's got to be them.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Which is really cool because like,
wow, this sounds really.
I've been kind of disappointed with like these bootlegs. Like I don't know, there's something they're like cheap kind of like techno tracks or whatever.
I see. I don't know about any of the other bootlegs that are out there. When I searched for Square Enix bootleg, this is the only one that came up.
There's like three of them. They all sound kind of the same. But when I saw that Mizuda was on this one, I'm like, well, I'll give it a listen. And...
Were there any more by any of the 11 composers? Or
I didn't notice. Mizuda just stood out to me a little more.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was awesome, it's and that's cool, why we love Refusion, because you got random news about 11.
I find random stuff. I can't help it.
That's awesome. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, so that's that. Check it out on iTunes. You kind of have to search for Square Enix bootleg.
Yeah, it's not going to be under Final Fantasy. Just hit up the store with the Square Enix search.
And most of the, it's all like ambient stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of like an ambient like techno. So.
Yeah. It's not like something you can like get up and like shake your booty to or anything. You just it might basically.
If you want to do that, just play the intro of the last episode where Chin's singing.
Thanks.
We'll make like the Chin exercise tape or something.
Dude, I listened to that at work and in my cubicle
Chin workout
yesterday, and like I started cracking up because it was so funny.
And then at the end, like after this hard workout, Chin would be like, "No, go get a booger sandwich."
Burger sandwich.
Treat yourself.
Get about it.
Get all those calories back.
A burger sandwich and a glass of Taru ale.
I'm really hungry right now.
No, I could go for a sandwich.
Sweet.
Burger.
Wow. All right.
Leave it to Fusion to not eat something before recording.
Oh, I ate. I'm just. A burger sounds to be really that good guy, now.
Too. You already ate. Now it's time to hit the bottle. All right. I guess we'll move on to.
I had to be sure.
We'll move on to our in game stuff.
A little bit of Captain Morgan.
Yeah, go for it, Captain. That's all you, dude. What have you been doing in game recently?
Besides leveling Dragoon, by the way, that's 67.
Nice.
Awesome.
Finished leveling up my Samurai today. Got it to 37.
Very cool.
True.
Did Dynamis Sandoria the other day. Got my boots.
Nice. I love those boots.
Yes. Now, not to mention that I'm the only Dragoon in the LS. I get free lot on all my Durga quests.
Yeah, I've never had a problem getting Dragoon. It's like, Dragoon, free lot. I'm like, wait, I have it leveled. And they're like, what?
Oh, yeah.
Like, are you serious?
Oh, yeah, you're that guy, aren't you?
Yeah, he's like, oh, you're the Durg.
Yeah.
Crawful Durg.
Was partying with another Durg the other day in the Mire. Okay. It was the same kind of Durg with, you know, Dragoon Samurai,
right.
And she had her AF and an Assault Jerkin. So we were skilling off each other. We were skilling off each other, and then she goes and insults me about my damage. And then she goes and starts criticizing my gear.
That's what?
Exactly.
That's what were you wearing?
I'm wearing a Scorpion Harness +1, Sniper Rings, my Tiger outfits.
Dude, holy moly.
+1
Where are you getting gil from, dude?
H&M. Yes. I farmed Strider boots.
Oh, that'll
dude,
do
that's
it.
A lot of that's nice. A lot of dough.
I farmed Strider boots for the past 3 months, and I made money.
Now, were you duoing, or were you in like an XP party?
In an XP party, basically.
Oh yeah, she has no right to diss your gear.
I know. And
Dragoon AF is like strictly solo.
That's what I said. I said, listen, you're. Entire
I'll
AF.
Kill you. Listen,
I'm about to cut you in half.
I was
for
like,
real.
I was like, listen, your AF is nothing but soloing. Do not rely on it. The whole point of being a dragon is the damage deal. Now you're sitting there with a Durg War and you're thinking you're all that, and then you go back and you change to Samurai thinking you can out competition me. I don't think so. And she goes, my wheeling thrust is 700. Okay, I pull wheeling thrust just now and I did 11,000.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a little higher
1,100. And like the party's staying out of it. And
smart party.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like to end the entire fight, all of a sudden the PT leader just kicks her and invites a Dark Knight.
Oh man.
And I was cracking up.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
Good stuff, dude. Yeah. Besides that, I was leveling up in the dunes with Summoner for my promies.
Nice.
Got it to 20. Now I'm gonna do the avatars.
Very cool.
And helping the new Link show since we formed our new dynamic shell, Kakatos.
Nice.
I'm pretty much second in command of Exordium, helping our Link shell leader get everything done. So it's all good.
Very cool.
Other than good that, deal, that's
man.
It.
Sounds nice. Like you're doing pretty good, man.
Yeah, the last good time luck. We all it's the last busy. Time the last time we all spoke about it, I was like, what, level 13 Derg? Now I'm like nearly 1K to 68. Look at that.
Dang.
Nice.
Passed me up, true. Dude.
Hey. Well, that ain't hard to do.
Yeah, I was gonna say it. I'm glad someone said it.
You've been at what is your paladin at? 65 or something?
No, what? Don't talk to me.
Like I think 60. Since we started doing this show, like you leveled paladin maybe like 3 levels.
And it's been what a year almost.
Like I said, like I said in the forums, Steak is a busy man. He helps too many people.
He does.
I do,
dude. I'll make a character like on Kujata. I'll get it up to like 65, and then we'll get you 75.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do now.
You're like, but you gotta help me do all these.
Squig's like one step ahead of me. It's like we're getting this guy 75.
True.
Cool.
Someone's gotta
like
do it.
He needs it.
You do. You think you know, but you have no idea.
Whatevs. Ooh, what is that? What is that supposed to mean? Whatevs.
All right. Who's next?
Like a couple months later, I'll go. Oh crap. I just
Squig, why don't you go next? What, Squig, what have you been doing in game?
Well, this whole week has been kind of crazy for me. I ended up in the emergency room. Ooh, but uh-oh. Yeah, but that gave me some opportunity to stay home for a couple days and level my thief on Kujata.
There's always a plus side.
yeah. Level 18, about 800 from 19 before I had to stop and do this. So, you know, I was kind of relieved because there are some very interesting players on Kujata, and I'll leave it at that. Let's see, what
story
else?
Story of my life.
Well, yeah.
You should have directed him to the McNoobs.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to do that, but in a way, I kind of want to stay in the background and pretend I didn't know as much about the game as I really do.
Just
so.
Do a shout in the dunes and say, BeTheGamer.com.
Actually, it's in McNoob. my bizarre comment.
There you go.
www.BeTheGamer.com, you know, stuff like that.
Nice.
So, yeah, I've already got that in my bizarre.
Way to plug the show.
Yeah.
True pluggy.
And, you know, I spent a lot of that time farming and getting a little bit of a guild flow. So, I've been having a lot of connection issues. Our router has been taking a crap on us. So it looks like we're gonna have to send. It looks like we're gonna have to send the old one back to Linksys to get it fixed. And then we've got another one right now that we're using. And now Oshi's having a hard time getting on, and I'm keeping a steady connection and. It's been crazy. So between the emergency room visit and, you know, connection issues, which had to happen tonight right before Dynamis Dark Bard, I was getting ready to go to Dynamis Dark Bard today, and my connection issue just kind of came up again. And Oshi was on the phone with Linksys for almost 3 hours trying to get it fixed. So by the time it was all fixed and said and done, it was too late to be at Dynamis. So.
Ouch.
Aww. Ouch.
That'd have been awesome. Yeah.
But next week, I'm going to start going back into my old character again and doing some more in-game stuff.
Awesome.
But, I took a break for about 3 or 4 weeks just kind of to recharge batteries. Mm-hmm. But, you know, mm-hmm. I'm kind of missing it. So I'm going to be going back and forth between servers doing stuff.
There you go.
Steak, get me my sub job. Please help.
Okay. Let's do it.
That's not what you should say. You should be, no, I'm going to level up my paladin.
Yeah,
dude,
really.
You need to put your hand down, man.
Yeah, really.
Sometimes you have to level yourself. You can't always help.
I have a very exciting story that
I
want to tell.
If I catch up to you, Steak, I swear to God.
If you catch up, if you get close to catching up to me, I will get right on Paladin and like.
That's terrible.
She can be there in like
all
a week,
the
man.
Way.
Not without a sub job.
Well, she has to get ninja then too, probably.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to go through as a 75 thief
37 warrior. No
you
thanks.
Should go through as like thief sub pup.
Thief sub pup.
No.
Bard sub pup.
Or go as a Dirk sub pup.
That's so pointless. Oh, you can't have two pets.
I think why I just hung my side. I can.
No, you can't.
What you're talking about, Willis?
Whatever.
I can always go Dirk summoner. I got two pets then too.
No, you can't. I tried it.
Knew it.
We were messing around. I wasn't serious about it or anything.
Yes, you were. You told me. You're like, Chin, I'm so serious. This is what I'm going to do. If I ever tell you I'm not serious, I'm really
should be a little nicer to the guy that, you know, puts together the show. I have a lot of clips of you doing stupid stuff.
Stupid stuff.
I'll just take the clips from last
for
week's episode.
The Chinchilla Show.
Like be a bonus episode. There'll be a bonus episode on iTunes all of a sudden with just Chinch.
I'll just get Chinch like singing and I'll just loop it for like an hour.
Chin likes to move it.
I'll so cry.
Go, all right. Go, anybody? Go.
Wow.
All right, who's next?
Good game.
Fusion is next.
Oh,
Fuse.
I got called out. All right. Been fairly busy. I got 73 on my samurai today.
Very cool.
So that's pretty cool. Probably get that up the next week or two, up to 75. Start getting some merits in. Finally cleared Dynamis Bastok on Monday. That thing has been a pain in the butt for us, but we cleared it with a lot of time left. So we got it. Couple decent AF pieces. We got samurai hands, but I couldn't lot on them yet because I didn't have the level. But one of these days, and it sucked because the one guy that got him, he's like, "Man, I've been looking for these for like a year." I'm like, "Ah, don't tell me that."
That's always comforting, right?
Yeah,
that's discouraging.
Well, I think in all the Dynamis Bastok that I've done, I've seen like 15 or 20 of those sets of clubs drop.
Oh, man. One of these days, yeah. I'll get them.
They drop for us all the time.
Don't worry, bro. They'll come.
And then on Friday, because I beat Bastok, that was the last city I needed. I went into Dynamis Busidine, which was pretty cool.
Nice.
We got that clear. It was pretty easy, but we left after.
Yeah, Busidine's weird. Like the time extensions were all placed very conveniently, like on your route.
Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. I know there's one that's like off in the way, but out of the way. But
right.
For the most part, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We got the ninja, the Koga mail drop or whatever. I guess they've been hoping for that for a long time. So yeah. So that
she wants
cool.
That piece so bad.
We had I think we had monk body draft too, if I'm not mistaken. So that's not too bad. I was hoping for Dragoon. They had Dragoon the week before. If we had cleared Bastok last week, I would have gotten it. But you know, it's all these little things. Then
boo.
It's only gonna drop the times you're not in there.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
Of course. And then Linkshell's probably doing Kieran like as we're recording this because we got up there and there was a group already prepared and stuff, so we let them go first. And I don't know if they've done this before or if they were trying out something new, but they were not doing a very good job of killing it. Yeah, it was at 98% for like half an hour. But,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that'll be cool.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's. That's pretty much
that
it.
That kind of blows,
you know what?
Because I get it down to 98 just DOTing it while they kill the minis. Like,
yeah.
And that's just Red Mage bio. That's not very strong.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just sucks for a Link Shell to wipe on Kieran because of all the pop items you need for it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It goes into it.
It's a waste.
They actually used my Seal of Genbu I had from my old endgame shell.
Hey.
It's been sitting there, and they're like, does anybody have seals? I'm like, take mine, I don't need it. Get it out of my inventory.
Yeah. Taking up space.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Sweet, man. You know what? Actually, now that you mention, like, as we're recording now, do you know who's probably basking in the newness of playing Final Fantasy XI? Ed.
Nice.
We had Ed on last show. He had never played 11 before. He needed a PS2 adapter, a network adapter, and he couldn't find one, so we hooked him up with one. I sent it out. The
biscuit package.
Okay. The biscuit package.
About that adapter, it could be found. I found
Dude,
it
no,
so
it
many.
Can't.
Yes,
dude,
it can.
I'm telling you, I've called everywhere, man.
It's like
they
the
don't...
Wii.
Okay, like, EB Games and GameStop does not carry it used anymore. They don't carry it anymore.
The GameStop down the street from me carries it. They have them tons in use.
That's weird. I guess it just depends on the area.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I wish you would have told me.
Hey, you're never on.
Dude, what's their number? After the show, I'm going to get their number.
There you go.
I need to get it. I need to call them and get one. All right. So, congratulations, Ed. I hope that you are, you know, fighting Manny's in Saruta Baruta right now.
True.
Yep. Know, I think he said he was going to join Bahamut.
Nice.
So, I don't know.
Keep an eye out for him.
I've been trying to see if he was online to see how he's doing, but I haven't seen him, so.
Oh, I got a real quick alibi. This is the first character I've had that I've actually leveled in Saruta Baruta, and I gotta say, it's a pretty nice place to level. Not necessarily the ease or whatever, but the things that you can get, like your drops from your collars and your and whatever.
Totally.
That's what's kept me afloat. So anybody who wants to start a new character, I mean, I'm not exactly Windy. A huge fan of Windurst, but it's a pretty good place to level.
So you got to give them something for having to take a boat to get to the dunes. I mean,
we'll see. I've got Squigglicious on Bastok. I've got Squiggly on Sandoria, and I got Squeaky Cat on Windurst. So I've got all three nations represented right there.
There you go. Nice.
Windurst for the win.
That's storyline's great too.
Windurst puts the win in Windurst.
That's clever.
Okay.
Think about that all by yourself.
Right along. Oh yeah, Ed also picked himself up a copy of the Vanadale Collection 2007 and a limited edition PFA t-shirt.
It's so limited, I don't even have one. That's how limited edition this is.
Very limited.
You realize, like, the first 3 days he has it, he's going to sit there in, like, his t-shirt for 3 days on the floor playing Final Fantasy XI.
The t-shirts look actually really nice, by the way. I love
that. His parents are going to be like, "My son, what did you do to my son?"
We'll have to watch eBay. Maybe he'll pawn it off, like, a PS3 at launch. A PFP t-shirt for, like, $7,000.
95 cents. Sold!
Okay, moving right along. Who was next?
Steak.
Jin? Me? Okay, I'll go. I had one of the most memorable moments in Final Fantasy XI history past week.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so as I mentioned last week, I was duoing. I'm duoing with Eric in Altepa Desert. And we're just messing around looking for spiders and stuff to fight and stuff. And there's this big Doom Scorpion, you know, the Doom Scorpions that are sitting in Altepa. And he's like, dude, he was just joking. He was joking around. He's like, dude, let's fight the Doom Scorpion. And I was like, okay. It was only IT to me. It was IT plus to him. So I grabbed my pet. You know, I buff up. We start attacking. And it looked right away like it was not going well. So he's like, dude, let's just run. So he starts running. I start running. He, you know, the scorpion had already killed my pet. So I start running and, you know, it starts looking really bad. And on the last chance that we had, I was like, I'm just going to try and charm it just to see what happens. And like, I charmed it and it charmed. And like, I took control of it and I was like, oh my, it was like one more hit and I would have been dead. And I was like, oh my gosh. So like, I used my 2 hour, which gives you the pet for longer. So then I healed up and like we took this Doom Scorpion throughout Altepa, just whooping on stuff. It was so awesome.
Nice.
Just like this, whooping on stuff.
We were just whooping on stuff and it's this big old scorpion running around. Oh man, it was awesome. It didn't give us anything for experience because it was so much higher level.
Right.
That is great.
It was like total, complete luck that I was able to pull that charm off.
What type of charm gear do you have, man? Let me get some of that.
I have a Monster Signa, and I've got all the basic other stuff. Like, I got my Bird Whistle, and I have, like, my Entrancing Ribbon.
Right.
And 2 Charm Rings. You know, basic stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, the only big thing was the Monster Signa, but, like, I was, like, totally, like, I could not believe that I had done that.
That's crazy. That's
awesome.
Totally awesome.
Man, I remember that is pretty way awesome. Back in the day.
So,
did a Crawler's Nest party because there's Doom Scorpions down in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were just, you know, XPing off of Crawlers or whatever. And there was like one Doom Scorpion that wasn't, you know, right next to a party, but it was kind of off to the side. So I named him. He was Mike the Doom Scorpion. And so it was Mike the Doom Scorpion. Yeah, I probably have some screenshots somewhere of this. This, I don't know what I was not thinking when I was doing
on.
This. Yeah, but so you know, we ended up killing all these crawlers. Like, there's nothing else to pull. And they're like, pull the Doom Scorpion. I'm like, no, don't kill Mike. And they're like, what? So they ended up pulling it, and like anyone in Crawler's Nest that day is probably thinking, you know, what the heck is wrong with this Fusion guy? Because I'm just like, no, Mike, and shout. It was very dramatic.
Nice, dude.
No.
I miss Mike.
All right. So, I've been duoing in Altepa Desert with a Puppet Master, Beastmaster duo party. It works pretty well. I know you guys were kind of skeptical of it before, but as long as you can bounce hate pretty well, mm-hmm. it works good.
Nice.
Because the pup does most of the tanking because his puppet will primarily just cure him. Mm-hmm. So all I got to do is just deal damage and try not to take hate. That's it.
Nice.
And then it works. So I got my Beastmaster up to 35.
Wow.
So Leaf. I have... Yay, Leaf! Nice. I have Leaf now, so I'm very happy about that. So now if I wanted to, I could take Beastmaster all the way up to 75.
You need to take something up to 75. I don't care what it is.
Anything. Just anything.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm really having a good time with Beastmaster. It's really awesome. It's awesome.
Awesome.
Let's see.
You gotta have a ton of seals now.
I do. I have like 3 full stacks in my Mario.
Nice.
I haven't done anything. I haven't done a BCNM in a long time.
I remember a friend of mine who had leveled Beastmaster. He ended up with like 4 stacks, and one day he's like, I just need to get rid of these. So we did a Petrifying Pear out in Gelsba. Because it was when we did it with Sammy. Sammy was there. She needed a Utsusemi-ni. So we, at the end of the runs, we all had a pair of leaping boots, and she had her knee, so...
Nice.
We actually had knee and the bootstrap in the same nice. Run, which is
That's
pretty
awesome.
Which is pretty cool.
Whoa,
nice. That was creepy. Yeah,
that's awesome. Have you guys ever tried Treasures in Tribulation?
I don't think I've done.
Yes,
that.
I tried it
yeah,
once.
Tried it.
Actually, no, I tried.
I've tried it a couple times.
That's
never
the one with the,
anything.
The treasure chest that you just pick, right?
Yeah.
The first time I did it, I got a dragon horn or dragon or demon horn or whatever that is, and the JSC for Ranger, which never sells because it just sucks so bad. And then the second time, I actually picked a mimic. So. I was on Thief though, so I just did perfect dodge, instant warp.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm really wondering if that that assault coffer trick thing works.
I don't think it does because you actually have to engage. Yeah, you have to actually engage the chest itself, like you're engaging a mob.
I'm sure they.
If you engage the right chest, then you get you'll open the armory crate. If you engage the wrong chest, then you just keep fighting the mimic.
Yeah.
So it probably wouldn't have worked anyway.
I've never gotten the right chest on that. I've tried it like 3 times, 4 times.
Wow.
Nice.
It's like a big waste of seals too.
I wouldn't mind much what it is. Yeah. I wouldn't mind a sorcerer's ring, but that'd
be pretty sweet.
Cool.
All right. So I think that's all I really had.
That's what Chinch now, right?
True. What did I do? Well, I got home on Friday last night. Was it last? I can't remember if it was last night or the night before. But I get home from work, and I'm kind of tired. And I sit down at my computer, put the game on, and they're like, "Quick, Cerberus!" So I'm like, "Oh, okay." So I run up there, and it turns out that RMT had pulled it and started fighting it.
Yeah.
And then they wiped, obviously, as soon as Gates of Hades started going off. So as we're going up there, they pulled for their second attempt, and they got it, and they were doing pretty good, actually, considering they were RMT. And they wipe again, and by now there's like 5 endgame link shells up there.
Oh, jeez.
And so before they wipe, someone calls for help. So it's in call for help status, and... some genius from each one of those link shells runs up and starts hitting it.
Why?
So we're like, whatever. We're like, maybe, you know, if they just don't want the RMT to get it, that's you know, yeah. we're not going to complain yeah. about that. Mm-hmm. So they're fighting it, but then all the RMT DC at once.
Nice.
It was pretty funny. I got some
There's
screenshots.
Some screenshots. I love those screenshots. Nice screenshots. Those are great.
So then the geniuses stay on the mom. So we're like, whatever, no one's going to stun it, you know. Mm-hmm. They're going to die. So we back up. And one Gates of Hades goes off. And we're like, yes! Then another one goes up. And we're like, oh, come on! And then some dude started stunning it for him. And we're like, oh, no. So they get him down to like 9%. And he did like 3 in a row and they died.
Oh, wow.
Which was awesome. So we waited for it to regen, go, you know, uncalled for help. We grab it. We start fighting it. Then we start, you know, we get it to 25%, start stunning him. One of our stunners DCs.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Yep. And then I missed a stun. Then the next person missed a stun. And we're still okay. Then the DC person came back. And then, like, I forget if he DC'd again, but something happened and he missed a stun. So we wiped.
Oh,
wow. We're like, you gotta be kidding me. We've killed, like, at least 25 of these things.
Yeah.
So then some other link shell grabs it, and we're like, well, we'll just wait. So we sit back, and, you know, we recover. And then all of a sudden, they get it to 25%, and it just goes off, like, 5 times in a row, and they're done. So we run in, we get it again. We ended up killing it. But, it was like a 6-hour serve from when the RMT pulled it till when we killed it. Oh, good lord. Jeez. I was like, I'm going to bed, guys. Peace.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty intense. We got our first Chimera kill also.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Yes.
Congrats.
Yes. That was nice. Very cool. We only had one pallet in there, so they were like really wanting that sword.
Oh, I bet.
It didn't drop. So we got those crafting things. But, I think I DC'd or someone DC'd.
I think, is it Rag, maybe?
Oh, I'm still here.
Steak?
Yeah.
Squig.
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Did you hear, like, the noise go away?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, anyway,
yeah,
so...
whatever.
So we get it, and he does this move at 35% that I think it stuns everyone. It's some, like, thunder move. And it, like, ooh, if it goes off once, you're pretty much gonna die.
Yeah.
So what happens to Chin... Chin's up on stun. Chin misses the stun like a noob.
Nice.
Aww.
I felt really bad. I was like, oh.
Slash comfort.
It was my fault, though, because I think I had fraps running, but
yeah,
let's not tell anyone that one. So, but
you know, there's this GM listening. Gotcha.
Owned. So, well, we were really lucky because we recovered. Mm-hmm. And we killed it with 2 Midgen Gakurs and I think a Summoner.
Nice.
Blood Pact.
Very cool.
It was a good time. Other than that, I leveled Blue Mage a little bit, got it to 46.
Nice.
Oh.
Derg is 53 now. Other than that, that's pretty much it.
Oh, lag.
Maybe for you.
Yeah, I didn't get
I didn't hear any lag.
You didn't get lag on that?
Oh, no.
Okay. Sorry.
That Food Alpha apologizes for its technical difficulties.
For its steak difficulties.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
At this time, we would also like to remind everybody that Fusion X Chinchilla, Squigalicious, and Captain Rag have absolutely no association with steak. He's just some guy that follows them around.
Right.
Hey, guys.
I had to open up the MySpace page, and like MySpace is all like just like totally jam-packed full of like MySpace. Crummy ads and stuff.
Yeah.
MySpace is full of viruses.
That too.
That's probably what happened there.
Okay, so cool.
Because I wanted to listen. I wanted to be able to read the email.
Gotcha. So, we got a real quick thing. I forgot to mention this earlier. I've been saying I'd do this for a long time. I finally put up the guide to use your Wiimote with Final Fantasy XI.
Oh yeah, good call.
So it's on the website and everything, so you can check that out. It's not too complicated, but oh, go ahead.
Oh, and that reminds me, I started the fishing guide.
Right, yeah.
Posted that in the forum.
We'll make a cool little banner for that and hook it up on the website. But yeah, it's not too complicated. You're going to need a little basic computer knowledge
tech
for it.
Savvy.
You need to make a script for it.
A question on that.
What we ought to do is go ahead and throw that on the McNoob. The fishing guide?
Yeah, we will. Totally. I didn't even know that Chinch was working on it. She's like, I put the fishing guy. I'm like, what?
What fishing guy?
Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Wow, that's like sweet.
So yeah, so,
sweet. Well, I'm doing it kind of like as I progress. And so it's not like I'm not even saving it on my computer. I just go in, edit, add something.
Gotcha.
You know.
Awesome.
So, yeah, but McNew was really made to get people started, so that would work really well.
Yeah, it would. It totally would.
It's like an evolving McNoob.
A McNooblet.
McNooblet. A chicken McNoob.
You know what I have to, you know what I have to say about that?
What do you have to say about that?
Corn on.
Oh my god. Okay.
are you guys ready to move along?
Moving right along.
I guess we'll go into our emails.
Emails.
I'm overly excited about it. It's kind of creepy.
We got a lot of emails. I'm excited. I'm definitely excited.
By a lot, we mean three.
No, we've got four. And they're really long. So relax. All right. The first...
Oh, no, it's not four emails. You're counting up MySpace.
Of course I count MySpace.
MySpace is in email. MySpace is MySpace.
It's a message, and it's written like an email, so I'm going to read it.
Well, it's not on the email, though, so technically.
Oh yeah. Oh, well, I can forward it to the email for you if you would like me to validate it.
Well, if you're going to call it an email, it should be showing up in the email.
All right, I will separate it, and I will say, okay, now this one comes from our MySpace.
Hey, guys, can we, like, get on with the show, please?
Hey, if he's going to say stuff, we got to get it down.
Okay, let's
clarification.
Headfood Alpha has four messages. Go.
You have four new messages.
Whether they come in email form or MySpace form or from...
I'll split it up just so that
from
we can
Altana
be...
herself.
We got the one smoke signal message, too, so...
Smoke signal message.
Should probably do that first before it gets too dark.
It said puff, 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 puff. All right. This first email comes from Mayhem from the Sylph server. He said, it's a really long email, so I think I'm just going to paraphrase it.
Yay, paraphrase.
Yeah. He says, okay, this is going to be a long email. Yeah, I kind of figured that. he says that he's been playing since... the USPS2 release, which was like March of 04. And he said that he's originally from Milwaukee, but he had to move to the Netherlands. So he took his PS2 with him so that he could play, and that he plays on the PC, but he still has the PS2 as a backup.
Nice. I did the same in Korea, so.
Did you really?
Yep.
That's awesome. He's coming back to the States soon for his birthday, which is in March, or May, rather. So happy pre-birthday there.
There you go.
This is, okay, more about me. He says, this goes out to Steak. As long as I've been playing, I too have not had a 75 job yet. But, to be honest, I'm a casual player, not some hardcore leveler. my main is Ninja 66, but I also have, he lists them all, their various jobs, upper 30s and upper 20s. Wow, lots of jobs leveled, all the way down to Bard level 1. Not to mention my mules, etc., etc.
Oh,
he says, I recently saw the PFA link on Final and FFX Encyclopedia,
nice.
And I had to check it out. Another podcast? Brilliant. Cool. Saw the episode page and downloaded all of them. I was able to burn through them all in the last 2 days.
Wow.
What a champ.
Now, I gotta stress that's 43 episodes in 2 days?
And they're each like that's 30 insane. Minutes to over an hour.
Yeah,
Was he like listening to him like in his sleep or what?
Well, that's okay. Sleep's overrated anyway. Yeah, PFA.
that's like a whole work week of listening to PFA.
I did it with Limit Break Radio for 2 days. I listened to all of them in 2 days.
Oh,
so.
Man.
Wow.
Dude, that's...
You know, this week I did something a little bit different with the last episode of Pet Food Alpha. I actually burned it on a CD. And then I threw it in my car and listened to it on the commute to work.
Nice.
There
you go.
So, y'all, we're playing on my car stereo speakers.
he says there are definitely things I love about the podcast. News, rants, Johnny McNoob, etc. I have ideas for others, such as expert tips, those things that you may not know about your job. That's pretty cool. What I like best about the show is that it wasn't so elitist and was for more of the everyday players, or at least the up-and-coming players, which I think would be your main audience. I would rather spend my time doing a quest, explore a new zone, or helping out a friend than stress out about leveling. In fact, I was actually inspired to do a new LS event thanks to your show. I thought it was really awesome how you guys helped out Ed. Well, I could easily make this email longer.
Wow.
I'll save it for now.
Wow.
Says, keep up the good work, Mayhem. He says, P.S. I don't currently have Skype or TeamSpeak. Oh, okay.
I like how you said you paraphrase it and then you read it word for word. That's
You paraphrase it when you make it smaller.
If anything, like you drew it out in parts. Like
no, I paraphrased some of it and read.
Okay, are we gonna have to split you two up? No. You should go to the corner. Snake goes to the other corner.
Do we need a timeout, Squig?
I
think you need a timeout.
I like the idea on the expert tips. So I'm going to throw one out here right now, and I know Rag will totally agree with me on this. Dragoons, if you're not soloing, don't use your AF.
Agreed.
There you go. There's your expert tip for the week. Enjoy.
Expert tip of the week. Okay, next. next comes from Elion, our good friend Elion. Says, love the show. I hope this gets in before episode 44. I was thinking about how there are endgame link shells, and there are also link shells that do Rise of Xylar, Chains of Promathia, and Treasures of Ottergon as well. There are also link shells that do ranks and missions. Thanks. And Fusion X, I hope you and that girl have a nice life.
Yes.
Well, let's get to the question first about link shells for ranks and missions. I've never seen any. But that doesn't mean that they aren't out there. Usually, when I've seen people do like rank missions, they just like send tells to people that are like the rank of the mission they're doing. They're like, "Do you need to do this?" And if they do, they'll just grab a bunch of people and go and do it.
Probably, I think when I was on my mid-30s, it was a couple years ago. We had a Bastok Expeditionary Force link shell.
Oh wow!
So the whole main focus of the link shell was to go up in rank and do Expeditionary Force. I never got the opportunity to actually do one, but that was it was something about it wasn't actually BG, but it was something along the lines of Blue and Bastok and some other stuff. Right. But yeah, I mean, I don't see those link shells as much anymore, but they did at least used to exist on one form or another, at least on Bahamut.
Very nice.
So
that's cool. It's just kind of one of those things. Like I don't know if a lot of people hold it up to, you know, any kind of importance as they used to. You know, rank nowadays is kind of like, well.
I kind of do. Yeah, if there's anybody around on Bahamut that's like around rank 8, I'd like to get 10.
Yeah.
If 3 years ago you were like rank 10, you were like the man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
But now it's like, man, everybody's ranked 10. Who cares?
Yeah, now it's just like, do you have Sky and C's?
I'm not
like,
ranked 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, thanks, dude, for the question.
And yes, I hope we have a nice life, too.
Yes, I hope that you guys hope you have a nice life.
With our little Galka
babies. I give you my blessing.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Wow.
Wow.
Next email.
Okay. The next email comes from Infamous Sketch from Valefor. It says, I've been listening to the podcast since episode 3.
Nice.
Awesome. Wow. Anyways, after re-listening to the episode about the Cardi and Casino, I don't really remember what that was.
We've done so many episodes.
I was inspired and began thinking of things for the game. First, magic training. In Port Windy, I believe there's a magic practicing area. I think it would be cool if you could pay around 3 to 5K and go in and be able to skill up on casting on Cardians. The Cardians would be around the same level as your magic skill, and would increase along with it.
That could be interesting.
There could also be, yeah, that would be kind of cool actually, because like I've found myself where like I need to raise my dark magic.
Yeah.
And like,
better do it.
The siege for the win.
They don't want you to do it in like Yeah, but Siege.
I've never seen so many bios going off at once.
It really works. True. Yeah.
All right.
Also, he says,
go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll do it.
No, you go. Go.
For those of you who need a quick way to heal, level up your healing magic for White Mage or Paladin or anybody that uses that type of healing magic, go find a mob that's not going to aggro you and cast keep spamming cure on it.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be around the level that like IT or VT or you know something that's higher than you that you'd actually get skill ups on. Like if you were using like weapons or whatever, go ahead and keep spamming magic. Eventually you'll get skill ups from that. It'll have no effect on the mob. The mob won't come after you, and you just keep spamming. That's how I got mine capped. Those spinners and Mamook. That's what I capped my healing magic on. Nice. People were looking at me strange because there were parties trying to pull them, and I'm sitting there casting Cure One. But I capped it out, so.
There you go.
You rock, Squeak.
Wait, you cast it on them or on yourself?
You cast it on the mob. You cast it on the mob itself.
And they don't aggro you?
Nope. It will not. You have to get a non-aggressive mob, obviously. One that doesn't aggro magic, but that's where those spinners will work out. Just keep spamming Cure One.
By the way, Squig, Elyon is a big fan of yours.
Aww.
Just thought I'd let you know. Sweet.
Feel special.
Yes, you should.
Special Ed.
Anyways, he says there could also be a melee training zone or evading/parrying training zone.
I've been leveling up my evasion a lot on Samurai this week, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Mobs like to attack me after I shove my GK up there. Anyway.
One last addition.
Yeah.
One last addition as an expansion, another island off the coast of Selbina, where there could be a few lower level training zones and a town with Moogles and Mailers. This would be nice because many people want Moogles in Selbina, but that wouldn't make much of a challenge to people going in and out of the dunes. Of course, you would take the boat to get to this island, but wouldn't be as long as the Maura Selbina boat ride. Another reason this would be nice is if the areas had low-level mobs, you could have more options from 10 to 30 than Dune's Quiffam Jungle. Hopefully these ideas could hit Square Enix and be developed. Have fun and try not to place your baby in the drawer, even if it's comfy inside.
Aww.
See ya, your fellow samurai infamous sketch.
That's a cool idea. I think it's cool how he's talking about just Dune's Quiffam and Jungle. A lot of people that I've been reading around are like, they want new starting locations. But the problem with that is that's the first part of the game is this whole, thing with the nations and the Dynamis Lord. It'd be kind of weird for all of a sudden some other area just to kind of pop up, and it's like, well, what would the story for that be, and how would you get involved with the original story?
Yeah, it'd be awkward to try to add that in.
So, yeah, I don't know if that's anything.
Probably, even if they could add it, the PS2 couldn't probably handle it regardless of the port, so...
They barely
could handle Otter Gone. You think they can add more to
it? My PC can't even handle Otter Gone. It takes me 20 minutes to open up my delivery box when I log in.
Oh, good lord.
It is kind of laggy.
It's like, last time I checked, Mog House is client side as opposed to server side, and it takes longer to load. What's up with that?
What was it on the previous episode? You guys talked, you guys read one email. One guy said that the PS2 version was the best. I sadly disagree. I'm sorry.
There's just some things in this world I'm just I'll never go along with. That's one of them.
Hold on, one thing I don't agree to.
In his defense, he said that he enjoys sitting on his couch to play.
Obviously,
if you're sitting at your computer, you can't be chilling on your couch. You know what I mean? Playing the
laptop
game.
Laptop
so.
For the win.
But
in all honesty, the PS2 version makes my character model look thinner. So, if nothing else. It may be grainy and really hard to look at, but it makes my character model look so much thinner.
If Squig ever needs a little self-esteem boost or she thinks she's getting some weight, she just turns on the PS2.
And there I am.
I still agree with Fuse. Computer desk for the win.
Yeah.
Computer desk for the win.
I spend my whole day sitting on my computer anyway. So, I got the nice chair. So I'm good.
I have the laptop and the bed, and I'm good to go.
There you go.
Just chilling.
Chilling like a
villain. Oh, forgot to mention also, we have a friend of mine that's on our link show that plays the FF11 on the PS3.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
And he told me there is no difference whatsoever in graphics.
There isn't, supposed to be. It's the same software. So.
Because people have been saying rumors that since the PS2 graphics are a little bit tweaked in the PS3, they are not in all the games.
No, they're not. It's the same. It's the same thing as playing a different PS2 game on the PS3. It's
exactly.
The same exact software. It doesn't even have like HD support. It's just like the same.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
It's grainy.
It would have been cool if, you know, Sony and Square Enix went that, you know, a little extra step and had like the 360 version.
Well, you know, they might still. Well, they might still do a version for the PS3.
You gotta look at it this way.
I don't know.
You gotta look at it this way. Market wise, you lost the guy from PlayOnline who created most of the technical stuff. Left to Miss Walker. All the original guys that did 11 left to Miss Walker. So Square can't really do nothing anymore without them. So all they're left to do is just expansion the game and update it. That's it.
If they've had people leave, they still have like, you know, new blood in there to.
Yeah, they have new
make
blood.
New stuff, you know. So I mean, they got their thing going.
Look at it this way: we have a different composer that made the Aragorn soundtrack. We have a different composer that made, you know, most of the stuff done here in the game. That's all they can do. They lost Nobu, and they lost the original creator who designed 11.
Well, Nobuo, he just made the theme. I mean, he's been, since 10, he's been kind of getting out of the
Final Fantasy. He has his own company.
Yeah, he's doing his own stuff.
Which is awesome.
Totally. Yeah.
Still waiting for Super Smash Brothers, bro.
I know. I knew what it was. You were going to say that.
Okay, so we all just got like DC'd like
totally.
R&D style there.
Like, no idea what just happened. But,
big time.
Let's finish it up. We can now, and then we got a MySpace message. This email comes from Zoidberg of the Siren server. He says, "Hey guys, big fan of your excellent show. I have a few questions. Number one, when will PFA t-shirts be available at retailers nationwide?"
Soon, my son.
Yeah, they're very, very limited edition right now.
Extremely limited.
But I'll tell you how to get one in a minute. Number two is, when is Steak going to level his paladin?
When Hell Freeze is over.
He says, "I swear to God, every episode I don't hear Steak paladin update. I die a little inside. Put aside the Beastmaster silliness until afterwards.
Beastmaster is not silly.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Beastmaster is very, very fun. And if you guys are just being haters.
Yeah, pretty much.
Beastmaster is
pretty
cool.
much, yeah. All right, number three, he says, when Square Enix implements server transfers, is Stake going to transfer to Bahamut? Inquiring minds want to know.
This is like something like at an end of like an episode. It's like, will Stake move to Bahamas? Will he ever level his paladin to 75? Find out next time.
Like, when will Stake level his paladin? When Square Enix implements server transfers, is Stake going to transfer to Bahamut?
Who's wearing that silly hat?
All right. Signed, Zoidberg. Black Mage, Thief, Paladin for the win.
Black Dr. Mage! Dr. Zoidberg.
Zoidberg for the win.
Black Mage for the win!
All right. This next one.
You never answered the question, dude.
Oh, I didn't? I'm going to keep it secret.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to answer the question because it's secret.
Because it's never.
No, you know what? Like, at first I was like all gung-ho about moving, but like now it's like I've met some people, you know, like I talked to Caitlin on the server, and like Davu's playing again. And so I'm just like, right now I really don't have an immediate need to move. But if I wanted to move and like everybody that I knew, like, and everybody meaning, you know, like the couple of people that I regularly
all two people on my friends list.
Like all three people. Yeah. Like if they all moved, then I would probably consider it. Yeah, sure.
Nice.
That's all right, Steak. You got another person to keep you company.
Yeah, and Squiggy's on until she goes again, back to Bahamas, which is awesome. Oh, by the way, I have to hook you up with a Link shell, a Link Pearl.
Yes, so you
don't,
do.
Don't forget. Don't let me forget.
And I'm not completely off Bahamut. It's just, you know, I'm kind of, you know, doing a experimental type thing. I'll probably be going back and forth.
I'll hook you up with some Guild too. I usually hook people when they come to the Kujata. I usually hook people up with some.
I'm in dire need of balance rings right now.
Oh, I can make balance rings.
Sign me some. Sign up.
What do you like, God? You're like, oh, you don't need to buy them. I'll make them.
I can and make them. And on the third them. Day,
they're created balance rings.
My paladin will stay 60-something forever.
Okay, for the record, balance rings are high quality items. So it takes skill.
Sounds like
it takes master. It takes master craftsmanship. Goldsmithing for the win.
Watch him make 50. About 50 not normal qualities before he can make one.
No, it's okay. I wait till Dark's Day and I'll make them.
Yeah.
I can make them pretty consistently. But
that's the thing, too. When you ask somebody to craft something for you, don't ask them to do it right away if you really want something like a high quality.
Yeah.
Just be patient.
Yeah, because usually like on Dark's Day, I think it's like it's the best day to get like the high quality charms. Yeah. But it's also the day that is more likely to break items, right. So it's a hit or miss. So
patience all is right. a virtue.
Yes, and
impatience is an absolute virtue, and that'll kick your butt.
Mm-hmm. Seriously,
lol C joke.
La 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 la.
I had my moment. All right, move along.
Yes, please.
That was so bad, I had to step back and laugh for a second. Okay, the next email comes from our MySpace. And it comes from Vor from the Phoenix server. He says, I have been playing the game since the end of August 2006, and I'm a 65 samurai.
Nice.
Well, cool. I'm surrounded by samurai again.
Heck yeah, dude. You're making a comeback here.
Yeah, I would be 75 by now if I didn't have this habit of making sure I have the best gear for my level right when I get to that level. So yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Yeah, I can pretty much farm while I sleep. About 2 weeks ago, I discovered your podcast. Bots? Huh?
How do you farm when you sleep?
No.
Very carefully.
Very.
You know, some people sleep a lot. Some people sleep farm.
Sleep farm. Interesting.
Says, I just finished listening to all the episode. Spam PFA.
Slash spam.
Yeah, he says, apparently I do. It wouldn't have been too bad, but unlike some people, I can't listen to my iPod at work, being that I'm a teacher. I could have made all my students have quiet reading time for 2 weeks straight, but I teach art, and art books are rather boring, so I just listened to while I played Final Fantasy XI, and now I think I've had enough of your voices, and I will never listen again.
Aww.
He says, I kid, actually.
I joke with you.
We're like all instantly on the same page. That's
exactly. Okay, actually, finally being caught up, I figured I should drop you guys a line telling you how great I think your show is. My favorite episode is definitely when Chinchilla became an official member of the team. Yes, I'm a big Chin fan.
Woot!
Chin's got a fan. I like big chins too. My favorite kind of chin is the one from Remember Me, Myself, and Irene, where it looks like the butt. I like the butt chin.
Thanks, Fusion. Yes.
Anytime.
I hate you too.
Yeah, he says, Chin, you are the man. But he
you
says
are.
So many things.
He says at the bottom, a slang term oftentimes said as "da man" refers to someone's uberness and a blah 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 blah. You know what I mean. Anyways, he says I love all
okay,
your
teach.
Yeah, he says I love all of your chinchisms.
Chinchisms.
That's funny because that's what I awesome want to do when word. I'm done with college is be a teacher.
He says like how you like them apples. True.
True.
Wah, 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 wah. Whatever. And always be insightful. Indeed.
Yeah, quite.
Love it. He says, in fact, you could do a top 10 of chinchisms. Or I had a few other ideas for top 10, such as top 10 Juno shouts you wish you never heard, or top 10 rank 10 noob moments. I can elaborate more on this. I have some good stories. Anyway, I love the show. You guys are all different but mesh really well together. From Sammy and her sneezes in my ear to Steak, the always lovable leet meat, and the raffle dripping... The Raffle Griping Derg Fusion. Keep up the
great work. Raffle Griping. Dude, wow. When's this guy going to be a...
I don't know.
Guest, man.
You know what? Just try being in the same server with him.
It's hard to read it.
You see why I'd switch over to Kajada. That's all right. We still love you, Steak.
Okay. There's just a little bit more. He says, by the way, I think a good idea for a new job class would be a cavalier. A class that gets to fight on a chocobo. It would be a cool tank class, and it could go real well with chocobo raising. I have more ideas on it, but this message already is kind of long. Take care, all.
Nice.
P.S. Nice. Mama says Dark Knights are ornery because they want to cut themselves but always miss.
Oh, jeez.
Nice.
I don't even get it, but I'm going to laugh because it's a Dark Knight joke.
You're the man, Vor. We appreciate the message. Wow. Thank you very, very much.
Awesome.
All right. That does it for the emails. We had a lot of stuff today.
Yeah. Wow.
We're loving it. Okay. We're going to go into our new bit. I mentioned last week that we were going to start a little something new. And this is an opportunity for you to get the biscuit for sure this time. Basically, we're starting a segment called the Treasure Coffer.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I'll hype it up. All right.
Okay, this is the premise of the Treasure Coffer. This is the premise, okay? Basically, when we do it, it'll be every episode, and we'll have, like, a trivia question, okay? And basically what you do is, if you have the answer or you know the answer to the trivia question, you can, on our forums, we'll have a user set up called Treasure Coffer. You'll send a PM to Treasure Coffer with the correct answer, and if you get the answer right, and... basically, what will happen is the Treasure Coffer mailbox will only hold 10 items. So if you're one of the people that answered, you'll get a chance to win a prize. And the prize will be just like a coffer would be. It'll be like a random prize. It might be like, you know, a gift certificate to Starbucks, or like a gift certificate to GameStop, or a limited edition PFA t-shirt.
Signed by Steak himself, probably.
I'm not going to sign it because I want you to wear it. You know?
He doesn't want to curse it or anything.
I want to.
If he signs it, it becomes cursed, and then he can't equip it, so.
Cursed.
Then you need
to wear it. You'll never level that just... shirt again.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Getting those abjurations just sucks.
The PFA here's abjuration. The
deal. We're gonna have a question for every episode, okay? And what you do, if you want to answer, you go onto the forums. And you send a PM to Treasure Coffer that includes your character name, your server, the answer to the question, and your home address or wherever you want to, you know, have the item shipped to. All right.
Simple enough.
Make sure you put all that information in there, or else I can't send anything to you. So we're gonna start this bad boy off right now.
Bom, bom, bom.
Okay. Here is the question for the first Treasure Coffer for a chance to win a random prize. I'm not going to say what the prize is. I mean, I know what the prize is going to be, but I'm not going to say what it is because it's going to be random. I'm going to pick from a box. Okay. The question is, what U.S. city is home to the U.S. headquarters of Play Online and Final Fantasy XI? What U.S. city is home to the U.S. headquarters of Play Online and Final Fantasy XI? Send your answer to Treasure Coffer for a chance to win. Okay, here's the deal. If I get more than one person with the correct answer, how do I figure out who wins? I'm going to go into the game, and I'm gonna do a slash random for you. And whoever wins gets it. We're going to let the game decide.
Sounds interesting.
Sound fair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So go to work. Put the correct answer in there and win something. I'll send some good stuff to you and give you the biscuits.
Nice.
Right.
Nice.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. Real quick, two couple mentions. We have one of our members in the forums has created this kind of a cool list of PFA listeners and what server they're on and everything. So I put a sticky on it so you can find it. So go ahead and pop a post in there. It's pretty cool. Another thing, too, is we've been hearing from a few people that when they register for the forums, they've been having problems being able to post or whatever. Confirmation emails are supposed to be sent to you after you register. So if you're not getting those or if there's something wrong, email us and let us know so we can fix this as soon as possible.
Right.
And then next week, we got a little treat. We're going to have some people from Encyclopedia on the show.
For sure.
Ooh, so, nice.
So yeah,
that's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
We're going to have a couple announcements to go over with them. So.
Move it on up.
Move it totally on up.
Awesome.
To the east side. Sorry.
I don't know if you got the memo, but we don't sing on this show.
Wait, we don't? Dan, 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 dan. Go ahead, Ginge. Let's hear it.
Need I remind you of the corn on the cob singing?
Oh, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Right on.
Wow.
All right. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for joining us today. Thank you very much, Captain Rag, for joining us on the show. We appreciate it, as always. Oh, okay. Go for it.
Shout out to my Link Shell Exordium and my in-game girl, Celestial Heaven.
Aww.
What's
up? Nice.
She capped her on 775 job. She did... she got to 75 finally.
Wow.
She's going for Matt's cat. So.
Good lord.
Yeah.
Dude, that's insane.
That's crazy.
And she's a PFA addict, so I got her to listen to it.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, way to plug the cast. True. You're the man. All right, thank you very much once again for joining us, and we will see you here next week. Say good night.
See you, bye.
Peace out, home keys.
Take care.